This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and I stand by that. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, unless you have like a court order that says you can't. I don't know. The number is 603.
You know who we're talking about.
283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. I think we've wrapped up this whole special governance autonomous zone conversation, and I want to go into this article from Time, which I think every American should read.
Oh, yeah.
But... it's
and
just,
good luck getting through the entire thing.
It's too well. You can
well,
if you commit
it,
to it.
You got to commit to it.
You have to commit to it.
Honestly, I don't think that the editor took anything out of this. It's almost like they designed it so no one actually they go into it at one point. Like and here is Little League tactics that this person endorsed. Like serious.
The secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election.
Ooh.
So, this is Time Magazine.
Saved the 2020 election?
Well,
for whom?
This is basically a the ends justify the means kind of article. So, it's okay that a shadow campaign took
the
election and, I don't know, fixed isn't the right term, stacked against, whatever.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was basically, you know, there was claims being made for the longest time that there was, you know, the secret cabal working behind the scenes. And it was, no, you stupid conspiracy theorist, that's not a thing. And then this is the article that Time created that admitted just to get Trump out of office.
Yeah, and to me, is the most amazing thing about this. Like, the fact that this article exists somewhere doesn't impress me at all. The fact that this was Time Magazine, and they start out with, like, secret and shadow campaign in the title.
Time Magazine debunked the whole feminist women earn 73 cents on the dollar that men do thing. They debunked like 5 feminist myths debunked or something. No one cares. I mean, like, people consume the news that they want to hear. I try to consume news that I do not want to hear so that my opinion can constantly be growing.
Well, and that's also why, again, to call back to the earlier conversation, that's why social media works as a bubble. Because you get fed the news you want to hear, you get blocked the news you don't want to hear, and it just...
and honestly, that was one of the most disheartening things for me, is that this information was widely available to people, basically telling them, hey, this is an echo chamber that we have designed for you.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But and, people want it. And, the market and has
people,
decided.
Yeah, people stayed on it, kept going to it. All right, so before we get into the...
I'm going to go to the call here. Let's go to Robert in South Carolina, wants to talk about predatory animals. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to say that... I understood what you were speaking about before, predatory animals versus animals of prey. Actually, human beings are a combination of the two because we're omnivores. True. Predatory animals are normally meat eaters or that kind of thing, and animals of prey are the kind of are generally vegetarians. But in our society, of course, being humans, we have to we are adjusted actually to both to a degree. But basically, see, we're animals of prey to with our in terms of our eyes because they both face forward, as you were saying, and give us stereoscopic vision,
that's predatory.
Which is better for fighting,
yep.
But not so good for figuring out if there's somebody behind us or on the side of us,
right.
Because of the fact that that's where animals of prey are better because they have in a lot of cases almost 360 degree vision,
right. So a deer, for instance, has its eyes on the side of its head. It can't, like, look at something and tell the depth of where it is, but it can definitely see movement, especially lateral movement.
And get away from it.
From a very large angle. This is true for many birds and a variety of things. However, if you look at, say, lions or eagles... Their eyes are going to be much more forward-facing so they can get that telescopic, as you use the term, Robert.
That explains why vegans are so weird-looking.
Vegans are just, they're just omnivores that are choosing not to eat meat. And, you know, I think that in their defense, I would say that the, you know, the amount of meat that you need in your diet is significantly less than the average American gets.
And our biology does support the nature of our omnivore diet. So if you look at the human mouth, we have a Swiss Army mouth, essentially. Yeah. It's not specialized for anything. We've got the meat-tearing canines. We've got the leaf-biting incisors. We've got the grain-grinding molars, everything.
Yeah. Go ahead. Robert.
Is it my turn to speak?
It is yours.
Okay, so anyhow, with regard to our society, you were also talking about nations. Why can't we break up and form our own little nation? The problem is, if everybody broke up and formed their own little nation, we would be victims of the outside world. In other words, they would say, okay, these guys are breaking up into little pieces. Well, let us grab a little piece, too. And they would use their advantage of sticking together and become, and we would become their prey, and they would become predators of ours, because it works that way on a nation basis as well, I do believe. How do you feel about that? You see that as equal,
strength in numbers sort of thing?
Historically, I would say that's true, but if, you know, look up on the internet, why does Belgium exist, and these sorts of things. And Belgium is a big country compared to, say, Andorra or Liechtenstein or Luxembourg.
I don't think you have to incorporate as a nation to have collective defense of your geographic area.
Now, I think that Robert's point is very valid. However, the world has changed dramatically. Barring, say, Russia taking over Crimea recently, and China's constant voracious taking of land on its borders, basically from everybody.
That's just a cultural thing.
Well, it's just cultural.
If you want to keep a large country from preying upon you, all you need is one ICBM with a nuke.
Well, there's very few places that have an ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. But yes, you're right. I don't think you even need an ICBM. I think you just need the nuke.
Actually, it's international agreements for mutual protection that provide that, and that's the societal aspect of it, because we never have to use those thermonuclear weapon systems, nor do we have to use anything that results on any other kind of mass murder.
Well, I think it was the mutual assured destruction that caused those international agreements to actually function, because the world wars were set in motion because of those international mutual defense agreements.
Well, the World War I certainly was. World War II, I don't think quite as much.
It's also why it's so important for Iran and North Korea to, like, establish their nuclear power so they can stop getting harassed by the United States.
I don't want them to have
nuclear powers. Only go to proxy wars.
Sure. But if they want to get stopped being harassed by the United States federal government and the military, right, they have to do something to get on the same level.
Yep, perhaps.
Well, World War II really could have been prevented if we had stuck to those kinds of arrangements, because the Nazis would never have come to power if Great Britain and France hadn't basically taken everything from Germany. They cut down the forest. They took everything that Germany has and caused hyperinflation. That got the Germans furious. And then came the Führer. He says, well, I'll do something for you. And they said, oh, my God, here's a guy who's going to do something for us. Well, nobody asked an awful lot of questions. A few questions, yes, of course. But nobody asked for all the details. They just knew that this guy was going to do something. And he did do something. But unfortunately, he had to take on the whole world in a kind of a way.
And that also wouldn't have happened if the United States hadn't stepped in at the end. I mean, they were fighting each other to a standstill. And then all of a sudden, the American president, who ran on staying out of that war, steps in, and you have a fresh military, fresh troops, fresh industry, and one side just got clobbered when they were right about to be done with the war.
Now, that's World War One that you're referring to. Yeah. However, I will say
and without
this,
World War One going that way,
it wouldn't have happened the way it did. Right, yeah. Treaty of Versailles is very important in the establishment of World War Two, but interestingly, in retrospect, and I get that history is—it's hard to take a retrospective view, but in retrospect, it probably would have been better if the United States hadn't participated in the European theater of World War II anyway. And frankly, it probably would have been better if Great Britain hadn't bothered either, because then it would have been the Nazis fighting the commies. And
who doesn't want to watch that?
Right.
National Socialists versus International Socialists.
Interesting.
Let me get my popcorn.
Right. Like right now in the United States, calling somebody a neo-Nazi is about the worst thing you can say about them. But somehow you can run around calling yourself a socialist, and nobody brings up that Stalin killed more people than Hitler ever imagined.
That wasn't real socialism.
Or even Mao, whose
they called
record
it socialism
wasn't the real thing.
Because Hitler killed people quickly, but Mao killed them even quicker.
Yeah, well, Pol Pot let him drag out for a while. The number is 603-283-6160. Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Telegram, you can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. I forgot to do my my job, which was to answer the telephone calls.
Unscreened to the callers.
Yeah. So I think we should do that because it's punishment for bad behavior on the part of the host, right?
Okay. Sure.
You know?
You still got a dump button.
I'm not scared.
To build up.
You scared?
No.
It's Mark. Mark, not scared.
Peakless Mountaineer. Fearless.
Richie Rich. Beep, got off the fence on this.
Well, as you said, I do have a dump button, and
I think don't do it toward the end. We had some trouble with that.
Right. Well, I'll try. As long as nobody mutes my mic, we won't have any problem with me going off either. Search Mark Edge.
You've got the greatest video on YouTube of the one person going off in the studio.
Freaks out on Free Talk Live. It's glorious. Yeah, it's funny to watch. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for information on cryptocurrencies. If you've been hearing about the price of Bitcoin rising and you're still kind of befuddled about what it is, they make it very easy to get started. They not only have videos, short videos, easily consumable videos to teach you about cryptocurrency, they also everything you need to know. They also have their wallet, great wallet. You can purchase cryptocurrency on their site. I think it's Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin. I'm not exactly sure exactly which ones are available, but they make it relatively easy for you to get started, all at Bitcoin.com. So go check them out. It's great.
It'll never break 20,000.
Yeah, well, it's, at 58 now? Yeah, almost three times that number.
In a few months.
Imagine all those people who bought in at, 16, 17, 18,000, and then it peaked out at 20, and then they sold because, you know, they don't have the guts to hold through this. They didn't know, you know, they just thought it was an easy way to make money. And
hodl.
Yeah.
I got a text from a friend of mine who rode the wave, right? Like, we got him into it, I think, around 2017 or so, and he was, like, furiously checking the price on a daily basis. I'm like, yeah. You got to stop doing that, man. You drive yourself nuts.
Right.
And at some point, after the all-time high then, and then subsequent crash down to like 3,000, he got out completely. And then so we've watched this, you know.
He sold his...
I don't know if he sold at the low.
Ah.
And I don't know. I know he didn't get in at the all-time high, but he rode it all the way up. And then at some point between all-time high and the most recent peak at, you know, valley at 3,000, got out completely. And then I get a text message from the other day. He's like, I'm back in. So now you can start talking to me about it again. So that was interesting.
Yeah. Funny.
Because it was like off the table for conversation as it, you know, started climbing. And I'm like, dude, you should have just...
Well, while I have no qualifications to talk about this in any way, shape, or form, I do think that the biggest driver of this is that they have brought new definition to reckless spending of the U.S. dollars. They are printing it like it's going out of style, and I do think that's why this is going up so high.
Here's your factoid.
And they're not going to slow down.
Your factoid is, in 2020, they printed one-third of the U.S. dollars in existence. No, that by printed, I don't mean they turned out a printing press. I mean they created.
Yeah.
Because they created on computers.
With a snap of the finger and the sign of a pen.
If you understand that the United States has been around 240 years, thereabouts, and one-third of the dollars created occurred last year, you understand the problem. If you don't understand why that's a problem... You're the problem.
So that's another way of looking at it. This system started its existence in 1913. So you add 107 years of this system, a few tweaks here and there, the Bretton Woods and all that, but this dollar, and then boom.
Well, to make an argument, if it hadn't been for the system of value-backed currency prior to the 1913 dollar that was created as fiat currency, and there was still silver-backed money up to that point, but the Federal Reserve note, if it hadn't been for that, there wouldn't have been nothing upon which to build. So the value-backed currency is the foundation upon which the dollar was built.
There's still so many people that think that that the dollar is gold-backed.
Right, or that there's money, that there's gold that they could somehow access in Fort Knox.
It's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, therefore worth so much more.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Nothing. It means nothing.
I can tell you what it really means. It's backed by the full faith that we will continue to have a dominant global military.
Which is obviously not true.
So
no, the United States has to. All empires rise and fall. And now I don't know who's going to take our place, and that's why I say the United States is not done for yet. But it's on its way down.
I have a theory. Yeah. I think that cryptocurrency is going to be the one that topples this particular Rome.
Very interesting. Let's go to the phones. Random caller A, you're on Free Talk Live.
You're not scared, Edgington, so-called minister.
So-called minister.
No restraining order is going to stop me.
I wouldn't put a restraining order yet. As a matter of fact, I'm traveling to New Mexico sometime in 2021, and I
Free Talk Live meetup.
I intend to find David.
I'm gonna get you then. I'll get you then.
Send me, by the way, email me your telephone number because I intend to meet up.
Oh, you're going to make it easy for me, huh? All right.
He's going to post it on social media, too.
Yeah. I just think you're just darned entertaining. Go ahead.
Let's shoot it out at high noon on the streets of Lincoln, New Mexico. How about that?
I'm not shooting anything. Quaker.
Well, just pretend, then.
Trying to get the
hell out of here.
Having a firearm.
But I'm still shooting.
Okay.
Mark will duck.
What's on your mind? Anything? Just joke.
Mark will duck or Mark will suck? What was that?
Depends on my
I'm not coming out there for that.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just reviewing court records when you mentioned at the top of your hour about people who have court orders saying they can't call certain radio stations. And let's note that in the Bernalillo or in the New Mexico courts case lookup, all of my cases say dismissed, and nowhere in there do you see me pleading guilty to anything. And but now if I look at what's her name again? I've completely forgotten her name. I guess that's a good sign. Mr. Nicole Elitch, Madaria, Coin, Olson, Elitch.
Mister. Who? He, gender swap here?
Who's nice to name your kid, your male child, Nicole?
No, this is the dude that replaced me. Kurt Odin Elitch, looking at court records here. I see, in contrast, though, his five charges, which included felonies, whereas mine did not. Count number one, aggravated battery against household member, strangulation or suffocation, dismissed per plea agreement. As to count number two, criminal sexual contact misdemeanor, dismissed per plea agreement.
Dismissed. Yeah. Criminal what? Sexual how contact you, is a misdemeanor?
How can you plea agree and get your charge dismissed? I mean,
we're still getting there. As to count number four, battery, that was the one where he smacked up my son, dismissed per plea agreement. As to count number five, assault, unlawful acts, threats, or conduct, dismissed per plea agreement. Okay, so as to count number three, battery on a household member, guilty, conviction by plea. So he pled guilty to misdemeanor domestic violence. And on that subject, it's interesting to note that on my case, where I called into a radio station.
Thank you. Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said they're now on track to get the nation vaccinated for the coronavirus.
By July, we will have in hand enough vaccine to be able to vaccinate virtually anybody and everybody. It'll be 600 million doses for 300 million people.
He was on Fox News Sunday. He reminded everyone that even though the infection rates are dropping, people need to still wash their hands and wear a mask. A military jet has crashed in Montgomery, Alabama, killing the two Air Force pilots aboard. The training jet was on its way to Tallahassee when it crashed in a wooded area near Montgomery Regional Airport. The T-38 trainer aircraft crashed about a half an hour before sunset, and the airport tower reported that several pilots had complained about the sun right before the crash. This is USA Radio News. A United Airlines plane in Denver, Colorado, experienced engine failure just after takeoff. A spokesman for the Broomfield Police Department, Rachel Welch, said the officers had secured areas where the debris had fallen.
We'll secure the area, take initial witness statements from people that have debris in their yard, and then we will eventually turn the investigation over to the NTSB. They'll determine what happened.
The plane was heading to Honolulu. It turned around and made a safe landing at the Denver airport. There were no injuries. After the big snowstorm in Texas, Democratic lawmakers are calling for government regulation. Republican Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson says the last thing he wants is government regulation for the state's power grid.
We have an independent grid. I want to keep it that way. I think Governor Abbott has been adamant about having the Texas legislature look into this and figure out where we as a state need to regulate this.
Also in Oregon, electric crews are cutting down frozen trees where many residents had been without power for a week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 603, please write this. Record this in your phone. 603-283-6160. The reason to do that is because, yeah, maybe you're not going to call on a topic tonight, but there will be a time in the future when you want to call in. And if you just have FTL, it's not that hard to spell, I swear. FTL in your phone, 603-283-6160, you'll be ready to talk.
Please write this down. With your quill.
Right. I don't care. Chisel it into a rock. 603-283-6160. Here on Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Vernon calling in from New Orleans, and he wants to talk about the Texas power outage.
So nice to finally hear you back on here, Mark, because Ian and his yes people just get old after a while, I must say. And that other caller also gets very old, by the way, too, about his case in this radio station. I am so sick of hearing about it, just like I got so sick of hearing about the traffic stuff with that other caller that used to call in.
What was her name?
And I think that he should be considered a chronic caller.
Sarah?
Temporarily let go so that we don't have to hear about his stupid court cases anymore.
You mean this isn't the David Olson show?
So I would
to be fair, we went to him unscreened, straight to the line, because we didn't have a call screener for the last call.
Well, I agree.
Well, we had one.
One should not beat a topic to death. I think there's some important, like, David does a great deal of judicial activism that I think is important. We need to hear about, perhaps not in the detail that we have heard about it in, but, you know, I
the repetition, yeah, the monotony.
Perhaps. I do want to hear what happens about his kids. I'm very interested in that, because this guy has been robbed of his children over the vast majority of their youth, and I don't know how old they are.
Yeah, I wonder what the other side of the story is, though, you know?
His wife has never called in, that's for sure.
I would love to hear the other side call in. That would be awesome.
It's probably just
I would, too. I really would, because I think there's a lot more that we're missing. So... I read an article, so I called it a couple of days ago with Ian and his Yes people, and, you know, I said, Texas has got a free market for the power. Well, you know, it was created by the government, blah, 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 and that's not what I'm arguing about tonight. Tonight's conversation I'd like to be about is the recent power bills that they just got because of this quote-unquote free market, whatever you want to call it. I have read an article where people are getting bills for $1,000 a day, and they live in an apartment where their typical power bill would be $80, but because the power supply was so constrained and Texas is a quote-unquote free market, that they were being able to charge people for thousands of dollars. I mean, I think someone read that they have a bill of over $7,000 for 1 week, and they have their account, their credit card linked directly to that, and it supposedly drained it. Wow. And this is in the New York Times, by the way. Yep. So I just was in it. Now, I was told also that New Hampshire has a quote-unquote free market for power. And I was just curious, does the same thing happen up there when the power, you know, when there's a high demand for power?
Or
is that just something unique to Texas?
First off, I think that these are free markets in the way the Congo is a democratic republic.
I would agree with that. So for one, free markets need problems in order to solve them. You don't want them solving problems that have not yet occurred. So I think that I think people will suddenly begin to care about whether or not power can be, adjusted up and down on a minute-by-minute basis.
Okay.
Here in New Hampshire, in order to raise or lower the power, they have to go through the legislature. So, yes, you can be billed by a variety of different companies. The supplier is still PS&H, Public Services.
Let me take a quick shot at the Texas thing, because I don't have the source in front of me. So I might be repeating this back somewhat incorrectly, but there was an article of some substance available pointing to the fact that the Texas power price increase was not necessarily reflective of a free market, but of a government diktat that says in the state of an emergency, in order to allocate the power, you know, the limited power accordingly, that they were required to charge no less than a certain ridiculously high price, like $1,500 per kilowatt hour.
And
something it was $8. It was $8 per kilowatt hour, and it wasn't a maximum. It's the maximum that the power utilities could charge. It wasn't mandatory that they charged that, but it was a maximum that was raised to the top level that they could possibly do within the law. So,
well,
and they did it.
When you keep people from entering a market, when you keep other companies from coming in and saying, here's what different thing we're going to do in order to provide power at a better price to people, then yes, this is going to happen.
There are hundreds of companies you can choose from to get your power in Texas.
And they're all
running
the
same
way.
This is where I'm not understanding.
Well, okay, so that we agree that it is not acceptable to charge people when they don't know what the per kilowatt hour rate is going to be, some astronomical rate. If you will also concede that likely these people signed a contract that said this ridiculous thing, that they probably
didn't. You're right.
So
they, like this one company charges a straight wholesale price plus $10 a month. Well, the straight wholesale price – like skyrocketed, and so they did agree to that, and they've been trying, and these people are trying to switch to other companies that maybe have more favorable terms.
Sure.
But you know, when they're not in crisis, that kind of, that type of an arrangement is very beneficial. But then whenever, you know, like this happened, maybe these people didn't realize that, which is where that company has that advantage.
Oh yeah, it's a huge advantage, and I don't think it should exist. Let me ask you this. Do you think that these people will actually have to pay? And I mean that in so much as they will not be refunded or anything like that.
I think this company requires some sort of a link to either a bank account or to a credit card in order to establish service. And it sounds like they withdraw the money on a daily basis or something. I'm not sure. I don't live in Texas, so I'm not sure. But that's the impression I got. Or no. The utility bills were due. That's what it was. The utility bills were due this past week, and they did have that money withdrawn from their account, and they didn't realize the bill was so high.
I'm not, when I say pay, what I mean is not that they may have the money withdrawn for their bank accounts, but that they will not have it refunded to them at some point. I think that the,
That I don't know. I did hear that the Texas Power Commission, ran by the government, is ordering no more utility bills to be collected right now, and no disconnections until they figure this stuff out.
Right.
So I think. That, so anyway, I guess I'm just concerned. My bigger question though is, in the abstract, is this free market idea, and how the free market, you know, just bumped up the prices of this power for, just like in Bitcoin or just like in anything. It's like, it's so market driven that it prices out most people, because most people couldn't afford $1,000 a day electric bill.
Right. Most people couldn't afford $1,000 a day electric bill, and those shouldn't have been handed out. I'm with you 100%. They should have had contracts that had a peak amount or whatever, and I think that that would have been a much fairer thing to do. And remember that it has only recently become a free market, quote unquote, free market in electricity, and before that it was state run, so people became laconic and lulled into a false sense of security, like something that, like this couldn't happen. I also think that it is immoral to collect after the fact on something like this. You can't negotiate with somebody afterwards. That's not fair. So people had the expectation of paying $8 a kilowatt hour, and that's what they should have paid. Or maybe they should have just cut off power to these people.
Well, they had the rolling blackouts. They did cut off power.
Well, they still delivered power to people at whatever exorbitant rate.
A quick idea I'd like to throw out there. How about we actually make our agreements in, you know, a language we speak? And then you will know what the heck you're agreeing to when you sign these things.
So that's the difficulty I think that libertarians have, is to sell the contract. Because everybody's signed a contract and signed many contracts, and they haven't read most of them. And I don't. You know, I don't read most of the contracts I sign. I did, you know, I mean, some cases I...
Mark, thank you so much for the reasonable conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Vernon. Thanks for calling. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The free market isn't perfect, but consider the monopolies really suck. Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs.
Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We don't need your stinking calls.
Well, you can call in
tomorrow,
and I could take an on-screen call. That's
woo! That works the first time.
I'll give the number 603-283-6160, and I want to get through what you have to say right now, Richie. But first, I have to thank Leah Hoffman and her family for being an amplifier. If you want to be an amplifier and support Free Talk Live, freedom of speech, the only really libertarian radio program out there, go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. And hopefully you'll enjoy your amplifier membership as much as Leah has in getting to know our other amplifiers and our special amplifier chats and all these sorts of things. It's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com.
All right. I don't want to take a lot of time on this. I will read quickly from February 16th on Newsweek. Headline, Texas utility regulator orders energy price hike while millions go without power. The public
Texas energy regulator orders price hike.
Right. The Public Utility Commission of Texas has directed the state's main grid operators to raise energy prices as millions of people are enduring below freezing weather without power in their homes. The PUC met an emergency open meeting on Monday evening to address concerns that certain pricing mechanisms were not generating an optimal response to the electricity crisis sparked by the extreme winter weather. Following the meeting, commissioners issued an order to modify pricing models to more accurately reflect the scarcity conditions in the market. The order also directed the Electricity Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, which monitors the state's power grid, to adjust past prices to reflect the current shortage of energy. In the emergency order, POC explained that ERCOT had informed them of the energy prices across the system were clearing at less than the current system's wide offer cap of $9,000. The cap ensures customers are protected from massive price hikes.
What is $9,000? $9,000 per kilowatt? I mean, what are we talking about?
I don't know in the context.
Okay. But either, anyway, it appears as though the Texas regulators had a great deal to do with this price raise. And according to Tucker Carlson, I don't know how good this is, apparently it's a lot of that green energy that they put up in the windmills and all those sorts of
things. One more quick quote. Energy prices should reflect the scarcity of supply, the order said. If customer load is being shed, scarcity is at its maximum, and the market price for the energy needs to serve that load should also be at its highest.
Agreed. Energy prices should reflect scarcity. However, you don't. If you don't know what you're paying,
if only for, there was a mechanism for discovering the scarcity of a resource.
It's easy, but the thing about prices is you have to know before you're paying it.
Understood.
It's not fair to just say
Democratic People's Republic of Free Market.
not arguing that. The caller was very clear. Seemed to befuddle the free market for this rise in prices. But
he
as
was
I'm saying,
reading the New York Times.
Okay. And this is the Newsweek saying that it was the Public Utility Commission that was mandating these price increases.
So, also, we were going to go through the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election. I want to get through that, and I think I'm going to do that next week when you come, Lee. However, there's an important quote in here that I do not want to miss. We teased.
So there's actually a couple of really important quotes, and one that I
it's
do.
It's a very important article, and I encourage everybody to go to Time, or actually, we got it on the archive, but Time put it out, so Time.com, The Secret History of the Shadow Campaign that Saved the 2020 Election.
And one little buried quote that I think is worth reading it with this idea in mind is the quote, "We knew exactly what Trump was going to do. He was going to try to use the fact that Democrats voted by mail and Republicans voted in person to make it look like he was ahead." Okay, so read this entire thing when you do, or hear about it or what have you. Keep in mind, like, they know that Democrats are going to vote by mail and Republicans are going to vote in person.
Trump knew that up front, too. Like,
everybody knew that was going to be the case.
Right.
And
so there shouldn't have been a surprise when all the mail-in votes came in and it skewed Democrat.
So this entire campaign of, oh, it was so important to save our election, to make sure that we could, you know, do a completely different thing than we've done ever before. It's like they make it sound as if, oh, we're just making it free and fair elections, even though we know that doing it exactly this way will have this exact outcome.
Right. And I mean, we went over mail-in ballots and the difficulty with just sending out ballots to people's, the last known address of people and these sorts of things.
There was clearly fraud.
Well, there was, I mean, anybody who says there wasn't fraud in the election is a fool. Now, the question is, was the fraud sufficient to steal the election? I don't know the answer to that, but here's the question I ask every Democrat when they want to rebut this is, do you believe that Republicans have systematically over the last 20 years taken over election apparatus so that they can set the jurisdictions and gerrymander to make it so that Republicans are overrepresented in states and the federal legislature?
Democrats would never do that.
Well, but they can say that Democrats would never do it, and then they're effing fools, right?
Like, sure,
You're an absolute fool if you don't think a political creature on both sides of the aisle would cheat.
Right. So what I've said, you know, early when this happened was both sides cheated. The Democrats cheated better.
Right.
And that's why they got the White House.
If you make a system where you can cheat with the fewest number of people involved as possible, that's a believable cheat.
No one ever wins at politics by cheating, because if you win, you aren't called a cheater.
That's right, because history is written by the winners.
Now, I do want to get just a couple of quick lines before we get into the paragraph that
Well, I got to get to this call, too.
So just a quick couple of teasers from the article. There was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs.
There was a conspiracy behind the scenes.
The handshake between business and labor was just one component of a vast cross-partisan campaign to protect the election.
Sounds like Mussolini's definition of fascism.
And here we are. They were not rigging the election. They were fortifying it.
That just sounds like a justification. What's the difference between fortifying and rigging?
Whatever it takes to get Trump out of office, man.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Pepsi calling in. I got no other information because it was late coming in call. Pepsi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, fellas? You know, I'm just over here listening, man, and, like, how the flip did we get here? you know.
Voting 4 years at a time.
The whole $1,000 a kilowatt hour type thing, you know what I mean? It's like they're playing a video game, you know what I mean? This is like unreal, you know? They know that, you know, if they're going to try to, like, just take advantage of people, man, it's just not right, you know what I mean? But how did we get here to let these people do that, you know?
We allowed the government to dominate industry.
Yeah, you know, it's like bullies, yeah. You know what I mean? I can't stand bullies, man. And these people are just like, I mean, it's like, it's just so blatant. It's like, I'm going to do this in your face, and, you know, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? You got to do something, man, because this just can't go on like this. It's just wrong and blatant, you know?
They've got the power and control, and most people won't stand up to them.
Yeah,
and
a big part of it was the way we sold things.
And, you know,
like, it wasn't seen as these people own these things. It's these companies exist for the public's well-being and therefore should be dominated by the government.
Nah, man, but we put them in that position. You know what I'm saying? They're supposed to serve us. You know what I mean? And they got it twisted, and we're
that's
buying
the
it. And that's just, you know.
That is the illusion.
Like, you know, that's what they should do. But we have enough evidence at this point that that's not what they're going to do.
What they should do is stop, you know, kidnapping people, beating them, shooting them, threatening them. They should, you know, be non-aggressive. You know, do the things we learned in kindergarten.
So do you guys think that, thank you for the call, Pepsi. Do you guys think that this will actually stick in so much as people will actually have to pay these bills? I mean, like, when I've had cell phone bills that are astronomical, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever had this?
No.
I've never had a situation where your cell phone bill or your long distance bill or whatever happens, and it's like, whoa, I didn't know that was going
to
happen.
I have a prepaid plan to prevent that very occurrence.
Well, I mean, ever in your life, though?
Once I started, like, paying my own cell phone bill, I switched to prepaid.
So I will say this, is that I've had, you know, back in the early days of a cell phone, you'd had to hang up to stop a call, and you were paid by the minute.
Yeah.
And I had a situation where I forgot to hang up on the call, and so it was like, you know, several hundred minutes of the cell phone being open.
Yeah.
And I called the cell phone company. I said, hey, this is outrageous, really. I can't pay this. And they said they forgave it.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that that's what occurs in this instance in Texas. And I hope that people learn from the situation where they pay for the kilowatt hour after they use it.
Well, part of the reason that may not happen is that the power companies had to pay exorbitant prices to get whatever power they had in anyway.
Right, but then they distributed it to people who didn't need it. Like, if these people thought that they were going to pay $1,000 a kilowatt hour, or whatever the number is, I don't care, they would have never ordered that power.
Well, certainly hope that people are upset about this and organized enough to get the government to print money to give to the electric companies to pay their bills, and thus make the price of Bitcoin rise even higher.
That sounds likely. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
Pecos Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
freetalklive.com. Show social.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.